Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do any deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. Proclaiming oneself a Christian, a follower of Jesus, does not mean that that is who a person truly is. The reality is that right beliefs do not ensure eternal acceptance. We can speak the correct words. We can even perform impressive and heroic acts of faith, but unless we discover and do the will of God, we miss the mark. So that's Jesus' instruction. And honestly, that instruction seems both harsh and a little bit confusing. I mean, how can we say the right words, believe the right thing, and even do powerful works of faith and not be accepted or acceptable to Jesus? Now, as unsettling as these statements by Jesus might be, Jesus does touch on a critique of contemporary Christianity and present-day Christians that are all too familiar to us, and that's the critique of hypocrisy. We don't practice what we preach. We don't preach what Jesus actually taught. We identify Jesus as Lord. We call him Savior. We may even recognize Jesus as Son of God, but honestly, we too often fail to follow his instruction and God's will. So we take on the name Christian, perhaps even proudly, but we kind of choose to live out our faith in our own way, picking and choosing the commands that are of interest to us while discarding those we maybe dislike or find too onerous. We know well the failures and fallings of pastoral leaders in contemporary Christian settings. The Church of Jesus Christ too often makes news today because of philandering megachurch pastors or pedophile priests or faith-healing evangelists who deceive masses of people for profit. There are a lot of Christians and much Christian living that diverge from the hard and holy work Jesus calls us to do. Now, while high-profile scandal can capture the headlines, the truth is, we don't need to look much farther than our own lives to understand the basis for Jesus' caution. You know, our daily living speaks louder than many of our professions of faith, and when we talk better than we act, our faith can appear just a little bit hypocritical. You know, the will of God is not primarily done by eloquent professions of faith, nor by impressive works to be seen and admired by all. No, our faith and our devotion to Jesus is best witnessed in daily actions that align with God's desires for us, being salt and light, honoring the vows we've made to others, resisting sin within us, and praying for those who do evil in the world, forsaking worry while patiently working for the kingdom, avoiding the harsh critique of others, and treating people the way we wish to be treated. Grand and impressive professions and acts of faith are not what please Jesus most. No, simple, daily, faithful living is what leads to our salvation, here and now, and Jesus would say, on into eternity. So the question that I want you to reflect on is this: do you talk better than you act? Do you talk better than you act? You talk a good game, do you act a good game? And if there's a difference there, why? And as a practice, I want you to look back over the previous suggestions for faith practice, and I want you to select one practice that you really struggle to adhere to for whatever reason. Try practicing it again. Let's pray. Lord God, we do understand the truth of what you say, even if we struggle with it. We know that we can speak right words, we can even do right things, and yet our heart can remain quite far from you. In truth, Lord, we so rarely defer our will to yours. We choose to follow our own version of faith and our own understanding of faithful living instead of just practicing what you preach. Lord, we want you to help us. Help us to go all in on your ways. Help us to trust that your way of living is better than our own. Encourage us to practice what you preach until we can fully appreciate the blessing of following your will for us. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.